Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, The Brokerage House, and Jennifer Scanlon.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, coming to you live tonight from Jackson High School as the Vikings get set to host the Adrian Maples in some SEC White Division Conference action. Brian, ready for a good tilt tonight? I think we're in for a pretty good one. If the JV game's any indication, we could have a classic on our hands.
Yeah, Steve, we say it all the time. You and I are just basketball fans, so coming here to watch this good game, and I'm excited to see Adrian. They got, you might be getting into this, so I don't mean to steal your thunder, but Jackson Francis averaging 27 a game, and we know this Jackson High team's balanced, and I'm just excited as a basketball fan to be here.
Yeah, we come into this one, and we're starting to get later in the season, so sometimes we're catching the second game between these conference teams, and this is the case here tonight. Jackson and Adrian matched up back on December 19th. The game Jackson won at Adrian 64-60, so a four-point deficit easily erased with maybe a little bit of adjustment or a couple more shots go in. So Jackson's got to come out here and play a good game if they want to feel like they can get past this Maples team a second time this year.
Yeah, and that was a game where Jackson had fallen way behind and had a pretty big comeback. So you're right, this is going to be an exciting one, I think.
Now, Jackson's coming in actually 10-5 on the year, 4-2 in the league, and their losses are to the teams ahead of them really in the league, and that's Chelsea and I'm trying to remember who the other team is. Undefeated Ypsilanti Lincoln up there, number one, or unbeaten in the league, 15-1, I think, on the year. So it's a tough matchup tonight with this Adrian team. They've only lost conference games, Adrian. They're 12-3 in their 15 games. They've been very good. Jackson 10-5. They got a win 67-49 over Northwest, the game we were at on January the 26th. Since then, two more wins in a row, kind of sparked a three-game winning streak, so they'd like to keep that alive tonight. Now, I was looking back through their schedule, and out of their 15 games, they've had five times where their opponents have scored over 50 points. And in those games, they're 2-3. So they're less likely to win when they surrender 50 points to their opponents. Now, one of those wins was that game against Adrian, and then they do have another loss where they gave up 49 points. So all I'm saying is that 50-point number made sense to look at and see if this is a lower-scoring game. Maybe they're playing good defense and can keep it lower, that they tend to win those games. And so I think that makes sense, I suppose. But if it turns into a track meet and a scoring fest, well, then they maybe aren't as equipped to win that kind of a game.
Yeah, and Steve, I think that's good enough research that where you should call that like something crafty, like the Steve Boyle magic number of 50 or something. Like, we'll be keeping our eye on that 50-point score and
meanwhile,
see if that's relevant.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Maples coming in, as I mentioned, 12-3. They're 4-3 in the league. Their last game was a loss at 15-1 to Ipsy Lincoln, 73-53. So right now, the rail splitters right up there as the upper echelon of this conference. But I think Jackson and Adrian feel like, can we be that next level? Jackson's going to have another game with Chelsea coming up, you know, those kind of things. So this one feels big. If you feel like you're entertaining any hopes of winning that conference championship, you got to get this win. Now, the thing about Adrian is they lost to Jackson and they lost to Ipsy Lincoln in their last game. In between there, eight straight. So they're capable of winning in bunches. Tonight's going to be a test for both teams, and I think that's that we're in for a good one. Like I said, out of the open, just a great matchup. One of those we scheduled way earlier in the year. You get to this point in the season, you go, good, it looks like it could be a good game, and so we get lucky sometimes.
Yeah, we, you know, Adrian, you talked about them losing one after being ahead in that first matchup, so you know this one was kind of circled, and I don't know if we can call it a revenge game, but I think that's exactly what we have.
Well, and we know there's a couple kids on this roster who were on the football squad, too, and we were at that game in Adrian, that felt like a contentious game that we were there for. So I wonder if that still lingers a little bit in these players' heads, too, to go, you know, we really want to get these guys. This is that conference win. It's rivalry feeling. Let's go out and get this W tonight.
Well, you talk about football. One hornet's nest you don't want to stir up is the Jaden Ramirez. we know what a beast he was on the football field. And I'll tell you what, that Northwest game, I thought he did a great job defensively. I know he's been tasked with guarding the other team's best player in almost every game, regardless of size. That game he was going up against Roe to Doe.
Yeah.
And I know Coach Johnson said he's going to get a piece of that Jackson Francis tonight. So looking forward to seeing that matchup.
Well, he's one of those guys that, you know, going into a game like this, he's not going to, no one's going to out-athletic him. You know, no one's going to be outrunning him or out pushing him around, outpowering him. He's that kind of player that we've seen year in and year out. Sometimes here at Jackson, I think going way back to like Shante Sudiff, Lumen has those guys here. You know, there's just players around the area, good in football, good at basketball, whatever they play, they're athletes, and he's one of those guys who's probably be good at just about everything he wanted to do. If he wanted to be a world-class swimmer, I bet he could probably put something together in the pool, too.
Yep, that'll be fun. You know, we saw Berkeley Drummond go off offensively and Ramirez defensively, so that's a good, it's nice to have that little star on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and you know, that's a thing we got to mention, too, our player of the game in that tilt with Northwest. The only time you and I have seen Jackson so far this year was Berkeley Drummond, who went out and just played all facets of the game. He got some offensive rebounds and putback scores. Made a couple threes. Showed he's got something off the dribble going to the basket. And even that mid-range game is there. So he can score inside and out. So as much as we're saying who is going to guard the best player on the Maples, maybe that's Ramirez. Who's going to guard Berkeley Drummond and see if they can't take away his offense? So we'll see if Adrian's got a plan for that too. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. Our game brought to you by Jackson Public Schools Industrial Steel Treating, and of course our pregame brought to you by Kelly Express Mart. And I got some Forma energy drink with the Blue Blitz. Happened to pick that up at the Kelly Express Mart, that new store over on Robinson in Michigan. Just happened to stop in there. I always like to get the chicken nuggets when I'm there. I think I talked with you about them before.
Yeah,
it's like if I'm there, even my wife goes, "Are you going to get chicken nuggets?" Like it's understood. So just one of the things I really like about Kelly Express Mart, of course, morning coffee if you're on your way. And I have the rewards, too, so I'm about to save about $15 on my next fill-up on the gas tank, too. So check out Kelly Express Marts. We're glad to have them on board. We'll be back in 3 minutes with the starting lineups on WKHM.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford. Rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pre-game rolls out for Kelly Express Smarts here in WKHM. The JV contest, I didn't write the final down. It was a one-point victory for the Vikings. Down by one with under 10 seconds, and you and I were just vocalized that I think they should foul. Adrian had the ball. Jackson comes away with a steal and a fast break bucket to take the one-point lead, and then a flailing final second shot for Adrian sealed the victory for the Vikings in the JV game, which was close the whole way. So I'm kind of rooting for something similar tonight. Who's going to be on the court to start things up for us tonight, Brian?
Well, for the Maples of Adrian High, they're going to start three seniors, and that's going to include Calvin Polly, Lamont McKinney, and Jackson Francis, who we mentioned is averaging about 27 a game. Then they come in with a couple of sophomores, which will include Landon Branch and Benjamin Perez.
Yeah, so anytime you got three seniors on a team, doesn't that feel rare these days in high school and at every level? It's the youth movement, and you always seem to have a freshman sneaking in or something, but you get some seniors and some experience on the court, and it can go well.
You're right, and that seems funny that all the schools have a bunch of sophomores and stuff, but why do they not become seniors someday?
At some point, yeah. What's happening?
Like we get all the senior lineup. But.
Michigan, what was it? Michigan Center, I think, has 10 seniors
they
this
do.
Year. So
that's the,
our anomaly or the exception. But how about for the Vikings?
Well, for the Vikings, we have one senior, and that's Trey Pierce, and then four juniors, and that's going to include Jane Ramirez, Lorenzo Rogers, Jaden Ross, and Berkeley, don't call me Gibson Drummond.
Although I might do that accidentally at some point during the broadcast because we got so used to saying Gibson for several years when he was here as a hooper and a football player.
So, Berkeley's way better. Gibson, I'm just kidding if you're listening.
That last game was as good a game we've seen.
Berkeley did go
year.
Off.
Yep.
And Gibson, hey, you're the older brother. You got to be able to take it. You probably helped make your younger brother, right? So you want your younger brother to be better than you, right?
You That's should, the way it goes. Or at least to be good enough to, so you feel like you molded him through your brutal big brother tactics, whatever that might be, whatever like my big brother did. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun night tonight. And look at that. I think we're going to have some celebrity eyes in the building. Coach Johnston maybe in attendance tonight from Jackson College. A note for the rest of our broadcast week when it comes to high school sports. It's a busy sports week, so you and I will be back in action on Thursday at Lumen Christi, and Northwest is in the building there, which I love that old Cascades Red Conference rivalry there. Additionally, Friday we've added to our broadcast schedule, make up for a game that was canceled earlier. There is a girls basketball, and it'll be the Western Panthers hosting Portland in a really cool matchup there for girls on Friday night with Connor Dockery. Then you and I pair up again on Saturday for Jackson College basketball.
You know, I know that Western girls team is dynamite, but you think the Trailblazers would just blow them out of the gym.
Yeah, you know, I...
That's a weird scheduling. Oh, you mean the Portland St. Pat high school team is there. Okay.
There you go.
All right,
my bad. Good reference, though, good reference. All right, yeah, well, We'll get the starting lineups introduced here in the building and the anthem as necessary and get ready to tip things off at Jackson High School as the Jets host the Maples of Age. Or the Jets, I did it already. Vikings host the Maples. Let's take a three-minute break and get this going on WKHM next.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the Alro team. Alro Steel and Alro Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At Alro, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Underway with the tip-off right there, and the Vikings get it to start. Pierce out of the backcourt, now into the wing. Excuse me, that's Pierce. We've got Ross coming around, and he has his pocket pick that's loose and picked up by the Maples and breakout. Stolen away by Drummond in the open court. Transition back the other way, and there's Pierce with a layup. And quickly, the Vikings get a fast break bucket out of some transition defense. Now they'll set up some full court trap. Maples break it, give and go into the corner. There was an open look. Swatted away by Ross. He's long anyway, and then with some athleticism, gets out there and bats that one into the front row. Benjamin Perez on the attempted shot.
Yeah, Perez just had to smile at that one. That was a big-time block.
Sideline inbound for the Maples. And then Drummond with a near steal again. It gets the jump ball tie-up, and that possession arrow will stay with Adrian after Jax won the tip. But a couple of big defensive plays by Drummond already.
Yeah, he's heard us talking about his offense, and he's like, hey, boys, I'm a two-way player.
Sideline inbound going into the backcourt for the Maples. And that'll be McKinney. Bring it over the timeline. Hands off out there to Polly. Setting up the offense. Now moves over to the left wing. Coming off a screen. Pump fake. Now off the dribble. Dribbled off a foot and out into transition. It's Pierce again on the right. takes that the whole way. And a layup and a 4-0 lead for Jackson early, getting buckets out of the defense.
And that will go down as another steal for Drummond.
There's a drive into the elbow, backing it out, and a three-point shot going up and missed. That was Jackson Francis. Again, he of the 27 points per game average, getting a steal now after the rebound. Pump fake and drive from the wing. Off the dribble, pull up is short, rebounded by the Vikings. And that was Lamont McKinney on the jump shot miss, rebounded by the Jets, setting up the half-court offense for the Vikings. Rodgers gives it up to to Pierce, back out to Rodgers, now swings the left side. Ramirez cutting through the lane, catches. Missed the shot, though. Still 4-0, Vikings transition the other way, and there's Francis getting to the paint, leaves it short. Had a good look at a bucket there, but missed. Midcourt and another picked off outlet pass, fast break. This time it's McKinney gets into the air. Will draw a foul on the defense, so free throws coming, and the Maples may be able to get on the scoreboard here from the free throw stripe. A lot of action happening in the middle of the court, Brian, in transition.
Yeah, just a lot of pokeaways, some steals. So far, three or four blocks already, too, from Jackson.
And Jackson hasn't really had to set up their half-court offense but for about 8 seconds. And McKinney hits, and the Maples are on the board. 4-1.
It was almost like McKinney said, enough of these shot-blocking things. I'm taking this hard to your chest, and it's either going to be a charge or a foul on you. And paid off for him as he gets the second one.
Hits the pair and gives the Maples 2 points. 4-2, Jackson still leads. They're getting past some Adrian Preston, cutting right down the lane. Great feed from Ross down to Pierce, cutting in the lane, and a layup for the Vikings again. Lead at 6-2.
Yeah, and all six coming courtesy of Trey Pierce, who's just been the right guy streaking through.
Jackson setting up now half court D, and Pierce in the passing lane again, and this should get to 8. I think he was trying to time up those steps for a dunk, but settled for the finger roll and an 8-2 start with 5.5 to play first quarter, and that'll draw a timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout from the broadcast. Jackson leads it when we come back on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Maples out of the timeout, trailing 8-2, breaking some, feels like token pressure here from the Vikings, but the press really stays on the ball handlers, dropping down to the baseline. Knock away, recovered by the Maples, skip pass, and thought maybe we had a three going. They do get one from McKinney on the left wing, and he hits, so he's got 5. All of the points now for the Maples. Good working around the perimeter there. Looks like they might turn it over. Now Ramirez has his shot blocked on the press break, and the Maples get it back. So a little run maybe for the Maples. Francis working against Ross in the half court.
Right now it's Trey Pierce 8, Lamont McKinney 5. They could just play one-on-one.
McKinney crosses, pull up off that dribble move. Goes off side rim, rebounded though, and pulled in by the Maples. We get a tie up on the sideline, and this time the jump ball should go Jackson's direction. So good offensive carom there by Benjamin Perez. But good tie up by the Vikings.
I was kind of hoping Trey Pierce would keep this pace up and score about 97 on his own after he had 8 in the first 2 minutes.
4.5 to go here, first quarter. Viking ball, Ross on the wing to the top, Drummond off the screen. His first look at the bucket and is nothing but the bottom on the triple from the top of the key, and it's 11-5 Jets.
Drummond Vikings just looks confident.
Yeah. Again, making a couple really good defensive plays early, now getting his first shot, knocking it down. Francis, couple three-point looks. I think the team always expects him to go in. He's 0-for-2 on that regard. And now a pass into the corner for Drummond is knocked out of bounds by Max Help on the floor now for the Maples.
Yeah, you mentioned Jackson hasn't played much half-court offense right now. Everything's been coming quickly.
Sideline inbound. They cut it down to Ross. Elevates and goes glass, but missed it. Rebounded by the Maples. I really think we haven't seen the best of Ross yet out here either, and I think we're due for one from him, something big. There's something to start it off. Guy got beat baseline, and Ross there to swat that one out of bounds. His second block of the game, and an 11-5 lead still for the Vikings, and another substitution for the Maples.
That was right on cue for you, though. He said something big, and Ross with a big block shot.
There's a nice back cut. Francis finds some open space, makes the layup. Maybe got away with a foul on it, too, but he'll take the bucket, and it's 11-7. Vikings still leading the Maples here. Drummond gets pressure and knocked away from Heimeter. Was that a pass or did it get knocked away? Either way, it ended up on Ramirez's fingertips, and he lays it up and draws a foul. Jaden Ramirez will go to the free throw line, and the Vikings will lead at 13-7.
You know, we talked to Coach Johnson about, I said Ramirez kind of had an old man game, meaning just crafty. That's a compliment. And that right there was some little old man just used his body and the rim for protection.
And makes the free throw, and it's 14-7, doubling up the Maples. Vikings have been the faster team throughout this game so far and making a lot of plays on the defensive end. There's another missed shot by Adrian, rebounded by the Vikings. It's Drummond in the open court. Has to spin away from a defender. Now it has it knocked away from behind. Maples the other way. Fast break, and Francis gets a step into the air. Thought he had some contact, but makes the bucket anyway. And 14-9 with the layup.
Not sure what call we got right there. Was that like
a delay of game warning or something?
Did they hit maybe. Pretty clean game so far. Just one foul on each side. We're 5 minutes in.
And there has been some contact that they've maybe let go. And that I think you and I both agree that sometimes those you know, little chest bumps or touches are okay to let go, and it keeps the game moving. And the players, I think, appreciate it, too. And there's Pierce getting a look at one from the corner. Another triple for Pierce. That time bounced off the rim, off the backboard, and then in. 17-9.
Pierce Vikings feeling lead. It.
Yeah, and there's another play. Rodgers in the passing lane on the runout. Scoops up and under. That was some classic George Gervin era finger roll action. The Iceman. There's a drive in. McKinney tries to go reverse. Missed that layup. Run out for the Vikings. Three in the corner. No. We'll pass it up. Nice feed down to the block, though, for Ross. Gets a double team, and he's going to get tied up, and we'll get the jump ball again. This time should go back to the Maples. Good-looking feed down to Ross by Harris, but Maples were there to double Ross. They know his name, Jaden Ross, and now he'll go get a breather in this moment. 2:27 to play, and it's a 19-9. Vikings lead. Maples ball after the foul.
We talked off air about Maples just don't look real tall. They're going to have to double down there on that post. So Jackson post player is going to have to recognize that and kick it out quickly.
Holly gets a move to the basket. They collapse. Passes out. Help drives. Back away. Pierce with the loose ball. And now Ramirez out ahead of everyone. And there's no denying that foul. The slap was audible in the gymnasium, and Ross will take it to the free throw line for two.
It's going to be two on McKinney, and, you know, he's kind of looking at Ramirez. It was him that did the hard foul. If somebody wanted to look at somebody, that's a Ramirez glance.
I think Ramirez gave him an eye, but I don't think he said anything.
No. He kept his calm, and that was a very hard foul, you know. It was borderline dirty, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's just a foul that the bad boys would be proud of, put it that way, where no layups were happening here.
2:10 to go first quarter, 19-9. Vikings with a big scoring output. And all the while holding the Maples under 10 points up to this point. And Jaden Ramirez made one earlier. He's at the free throw line again for a pair after the runout and misses. McKinney will get a breather here, and that'll bring off the bench Landon Branch. This is an interesting substitution round for the Maples. They've gone into the bench pretty quickly here. as Ramirez splits the pair, 20-9. Francis takes the inbound, gets down the court before they can set up any kind of defense full court. And give it up to help. Hands off to Polly out by the half court. On the right wing now, crosses into the paint. And kind of weird running one-hander miss, but the big guy on the floor now for the Maples, the tallest guy on the roster, Diego Monadero with the rebound and putback. 20-11, the Maples trail. Viking ball working the half court. Ramirez cutting, they don't get it here. Instead, they go to Pierce on the wing. He puts it on the deck, spins to the elbow, backs out. Ramirez catches, fires for three. Off the heel, long rebound, help grabbed by the Maples. Polly will bring it up to the timeline. Crosses there, left wing now into the corner. Open, help, drives baseline, pump fakes. And we get some contact. I was looking for a travel. I think maybe he, on that stop, he dragged his foot, but they're discussing right now. And we will get a foul against Jackson, and that's going to go against it. Number 12, Damar Hobbs. Baseline inbound here for the Maples. Polly to pass. Gets it into Monadero. Passes it out to Francis. Deep on the wing. Gets a step into the lane and whoops, got it to go. Missed a couple early, but that's a better shot for Francis in the lane. 20-13. Cuts the lead to 7. Just over a minute to play in the first. Hobbs working the perimeter and out of the top for Ramirez. Rogers on the right wing. High post, Ramirez backs into the corner. Drive from there, skipped out to Rogers. Three-pointer from the top. No, side rebound. And Francis will pull it down, and they're going to stay down and pressure him all the way up the court. And he gets a screen at midcourt. Now into the paint. Took a bump there. And Francis goes to the floor. I don't know. That felt like maybe he had initiated that contact, but ball handler falls down. They tend to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, that was one of those double jeopardy ones for Hobbs. He got the foul on him and took one in the chops.
Yeah.
Holding his jaw, headed off to the bench now.
Francis inbounds, floats into the backcourt to Polly, who had to chase it down. Now he looks to penetrate again, gets into the elbow. Help comes, they switch. Polly backs out to the top. Now back up. Francis gets a step, gets in, lays it up, and gets the foul call. Lefty touch there for Francis. Now you start to see how he can average such a high score. He's got a lightning quick first step and a great touch around the rim, and now he's got a chance to make from the free throw line and cut this lead to 4, 20-15. This is about a 6-0 run here for the Maples, and make it 7 with the free throw make.
Steve, that was a good take by Francis, but I'm telling you, he did use his off arm to create the contact. You see that a lot, and it always gets called him defender. I don't like that.
Out on the wing here, Rogers gets a back cut down to Ramirez in the paint. He'll dribble out to the corner, skip pass to the top. They swing it around, and now Ramirez cutting the baseline again. They collapse on him, and he clears it back out. Back on the wing for Ramirez now. Back cut and into traffic. Pierce bolts it up. He wanted a foul call. Nothing there, and the timer runs out on the first quarter. 20-16. Vikings lead, but you see it shrinking there late in the quarter. 60-second break, and we'll play the second quarter when we come back on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Looks like it'll be Vikings ball to start the second quarter here. 20-16, they lead. Backcourt inbound to Berkeley Drummond. He'll bring it over the timeline at the Viking logo. High post there, back to the basket for Ramirez, and the double team for a moment. They give it up to Drummond, jab step. Francis tracking him. Pierce gets a quick up, three, and that's missed. Probably is. Could have found a better shot there, contested triple. I think he wanted to make that catch and fire. Pauly will take a step back three after his defender falls down and hits. We got a one-point game here, 20-19. Maples catching a little fire here. Drummond, the defense on him tight, loses the dribble for a moment, able to save it to Ramirez. Now gets it down to Ross on the block. Contested there by Mondadero and missed it. Rebounded by the Maples, and Francis dribbling up the floor, and he'll go down hard. And that did look like a push. So that'll be against the Vikings.
So Berkeley Drummond going to pick up his first. Well, I think Francis has mastered the art of fouling. He's hit the deck a lot of times, and he has the head bobs and everything to go with it.
Yep.
Some people get mad at that, but, you know, that's part of the game, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it is, and I'm one of those people. Yeah. I don't like that play acting is a part of the game. Maybe some travel steps got away with there. Francis, or Pauly has in the corner, rather. Gets a step baseline. Feeds it right to the middle, and a great pass, and he missed the point-blank bunny. Mondadero with the rebound and missed his putback jump hook. Rebounded now by the Vikings running the floor. Getting down to the elbow and passing it up. There was Worthy. And now a knockaway and a steal for the Maples.
Pierce with another quick, tough shot.
Help gets open on the wing and goes off heel. Rebounded Francis, and he'll dribble out to reset. Another possession for the Maples. Gets a step on Ramirez. In the lane, floats and made. Tough shot right there by Francis, sticking with it. That's what happens. You give up those offensive rebounds, and the Maples do crash a lot on their offensive possession.
Francis up to 11.
Worthy quickly the other way, right into the painted area. Just inside the free throw line, and takes a bump. And there'll be a foul against Adrian.
That'll go against Diego Mondadero.
6:07 to play here in the first half. 21-20. Maples with their first lead. And the Vikings offense kind of went quiet there with that 20-point total. And then 2:07 maybe or more in that first quarter without a bucket. Now here early in the second. Drummond misses a floater on the baseline. Has his putback blocked. Gets a third offensive rebound. And this time he'll go to the free throw line after the rebound and putback attempt.
Good job
Drummond crashing in there, though.
Yeah, good job for him to stay with it. And get Jackson Francis with that foul. It'll be his first. You know, you talk about Jackson offense being a little stagnant. Trey Pierce came out with 11 quick points. And then I think that he had a couple kind of heat check shots where quick threes, kind of guarded.
Drummond hits the free throw. Yeah, let me see if maybe he'll get back into kind of keeping that rhythm going rather than firing up quick release out of, you know, contested threes.
Yeah, hard to blame a guy, though, when you score 11 in the first, like, 4 minutes.
Yeah. Jackson goes back in front after the two free throw, makes 22-21. Back the other way are the Maples, and it's Pauly with Worthy guarding him. Just past midcourt screen, Mondadero. Pauly trying to decide what to do with it. Goes one way, now goes back the other way. Down to the elbow, back to the basket, backs it out to Francis. Steps in, back up three, and that's way short. Drummond gets a hand on it, and then coming through and also getting a hand on it was Ryder Borton, and that'll go back to the Vikings.
If you're going to take that shot, you better be averaging about 27, or that'd be a good way to get yourself on the bench, because that was a tough step back.
Yeah, and he left it short, well short. Worthy giving it to Rogers, coming off the screen. He steps back for three, and that one caught in rhythm. Good release, and he had an open look. Knocks it down, 25-21. Jackson back in front by four after trailing briefly.
You're right about the rhythm there. That was a little better. Still quick, but in rhythm.
And it still felt like if I'm the coach, I think we can get a better shot than that, but he made it, so it counts. Ramirez gets the rebound on the missed three from Polly, and Jackson in transition again. Drummond, double team, back cut Worthy. Power dribble, loses control, but saves it back to Rogers, open for three again. He leaves it short. Polly swipe it through for the rebound and then has it knocked away. Ramirez goes to the floor, and I think we'll get a tie up here. And I think that should be, is it Vikings? Or did we switch the arrow over here to Adrian?
Yeah. This is kind of the battle that we're expecting, though.
Yeah.
Jackson jumped off to a pretty good lead, and Adrian make a nice run. Oh, they are going to give it to Jackson. I think they didn't flip the arrow. They did at the quarter.
Well, because Jackson got there, it to start the second.
Right.
So.
Was there a jump ball in between there?
I don't think so.
I don't remember one. They're discussing it, though.
And stays with Adrian.
So, it's like Coach Kelly from Adrian is asking for an explanation. He didn't remember another jump ball either.
I'm trying to recall, and I couldn't. Yeah. The one I'm thinking of, I don't remember if it was in the second quarter. 4:40 to play in this half, 25-21. Vikings lead. That quick scoring outburst has slowed down a little bit, but we're seeing some good ball movement and a great cut by Drummond and a great feed by Rogers and a layup. And the Vikings up 27-21 now. Incidental contact, and Drummond goes to the floor, gives it up to Francis. So Adrian will get over the timeline. Francis being pressured by Rogers. Looks like a double team may be coming. They give it up. Morton now back to Francis, splits the D. Lost it a couple times. Look at Ross with his third block of the game. That almost went out the door.
Yeah, it did, along with Lorenzo Rogers chasing it down. You know, there's another case. Francis kind of hoping to draw a foul. 100% the block was clean. I don't know if anybody got him with the body or if that was just him kind of floppy again.
Well, and I think because he was kind of trying to play up any contact there was, the shot-making went secondary to the attempted foul. There's McKinney with a drive, missed, and rebounded by Ross. He throws it out casually. Francis gets his shot blocked, though. The turnover and a block by Francis. Now Drummond throws it off a knee. Polly will hit the loose ball. And again, still a lot happening in between the free throw lines in this game. And the Maples get it back. 27-21, they trail, 3:43 to go in the first half.
Is that Ross's fourth block?
I think so, yeah. I got him for four unofficially. I thought maybe there was some contact on that one, but they let that go. Now off to McKinney, open for three. He goes off the heel. Rogers goes up high for that rebound. Drummond in midcourt against McKinney. Down to the elbow. Now they'll set up in the half court. It's Ross from the wing. Crosses into the paint. Double team comes, knocks away. It's loose. Picked up by the Maples. Branch picked that one up. Now in transition, knocked away from behind, and the Vikings coming the other way. Rogers into the air. Gets the shot up. Contact with his legs, and that'll be three on McKinney now. It should be.
Yeah, that's.
So that looks like they have to go back to the bench. 3:03 to play in the half.
Rogers took a little exception to that, too, kind of saying McKinney undercut him.
Well, and Rogers has done that a couple times on those breakouts where he elevates real early, and he looks to kind of double clutch finger roll, and so he got elevated, and I think McKinney thought he had room to still run in front of him.
Three fouls. That's probably the last we'll see of McKinney this half.
3:03 to play. 27-21 Vikings lead. Rogers at the free throw line now and gets that one to go. I think that's something we've seen out of, maybe it's my memory is not right on, but I feel like Jackson shot the free throw really well against Northwest.
Yeah, they did.
It's always a feather in your cap if you can do it. Rogers hits the pair, stretches that lead back to eight now for the Vikings, 29-21. Under three to play, first half, counting down. Polly dribbles up the sideline, now cuts into the middle of the floor, gets into the elbow, and they collapse down. He throws it away. Ramirez running the break with Drummond. Great feed down to Worthy, and coming through with a block attempt was Branch, but they got it over his fingertips, and 31-21, now a 10-point lead for the Vikings.
Boy, Jackson's so quick defensively with their hands.
Polly skips it left side. Branch fires for three, no, but rebound right there. Francis saw that and got as easy an offensive putback as you can get. And cuts the lead back to 8.
Yeah, no box out there.
Ross from the wing to the top. Rogers steps back, fires for 3, got it. Rogers feeling his jump shot. Burying a couple free throws didn't hurt. He gets set to go in an 11-point lead, large to the game now for the Vikings. Still 2 to play in the first half.
Rogers up to 10 points now, 8 coming in the second quarter.
Left wing now for the Maples, driving to the baseline, backing it back out. This Branch gives it up to Francis for 3, missed. Rebound. Ross, they get it up to Worthy, and he hopped, stepped, and we'll get a travel call. We should.
It's funny, there was a slight whistle, and they might just say inadvertent whistle, but I think he did travel.
Kind of crows hopped and then did another step for the takeoff. But, yeah, I think they're just going to say inadvertent whistle. And the Maples coach saw it. Coach Kelly saw it. Rogers the inbound from the baseline for the Vikings. Into Drummond, catches, fires. Airball. But the tapped rebound goes right to Ross. Good job by Pierce to knock that to his teammate for an open layup. And now Worthy coming through and stealing. Rogers for 3. No. High off the heel. Tapped a couple times. Squeezed by Worthy. Turns and gets into, spins into the lane and scores it. 38-23 now. Big lead for the Vikings forming up here with a nice run late in the second quarter. Francis on the breakout, and you leave it to the 27-point-a-night guy to end the slump. 38-25, though, they trail by 13, and we're just above 60 seconds left to play in the half. Drummond on the wing. Up to Ross. Further out on the wing, now into the corner for Drummond. Jab steps, drives, slips the double team. Tough finish, though, as he lost the catch. And now rebounded by the Maples, but in transition, turn it over in a much easier lay-in for Berkeley Drummond with 43.9 to play in the half, 40-25. We'll take 30 seconds on the timeout here in the broadcast. 40-25 Vikings lead when we come back on WKHM.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
43.9 left on the clock here, first half. Adrian had taken a brief lead, and since then it's really been all Vikings.
Yeah, and coaches all the time talk about how they would love to have their defense turn into offense. Well, Jackson High is doing this to a clinic. Yeah. Degree right now. They have 40 points, and man, I'll say 22 at least have come off steals and layups.
Maples will inbound against Jackson, full court pressure. Will they back it off, and Polly will bring it over the timeline. 38 seconds. High post, Monadero. Back to Branch, swings it right wing for Polly. Cutting help comes off. Nope. Polly is going to drive. Elevates, pulls up from the baseline, missed. Monadero with a nice rebound and put back. Kept the ball up high, lays it in easy. The rebound was tough, but the layup was easy. 16 seconds, and they cut it to 13 again, 40-27. Rogers, Jackson will hold for 1 here to end the half. And Francis knocks it away from Pierce briefly. Out to Drummond, 6 seconds. Goes left side into the lane. Backs it out. Three-pointer, no. Pretty good look for Rogers there. Had the hot hand late in that quarter. 40-27 is where we rest after 2 quarters of action. Halftime is here, and the Vikings holding on to a pretty good lead. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break here at the half, and we'll come back and get the stats from the first half of action here on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events. like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the professor at the half here. And professor, let's go ahead and jump right into the numbers.
All right, well, for Adrian, it has been the Jackson Francis show with 15 points leading the way, although maybe 0 for 3 from, or 4 even from the three-point line, yet to make one of those. Lamont McKinney chipped in with 5, although drew 3 fouls. Calvin Polly with 3, and Diego Monadero with 4.
Yeah, I thought things looked a little different when Monadero came in because we were talking about them being undersized. He is the biggest guy in the roster. Did a good job on the offensive glass a couple times and had a couple blocks too, so it really changed things down in the paint for the Vikings, who had kind of had their way. If they got to the basket, then there wasn't much to do to stop them. So it was nice to see Monadero come in and make a difference. And as far as Francis goes, easy to see how he can get to 27 a game or so, because he does look for a shot aggressively. And once he got into the paint and into the air, his floater was pretty precise and pretty efficient.
Yeah, that's a lot of time in the gym working right on that craft right there, because that's tough to do, and he does it well.
But it seems like a shot that so many players take, but it doesn't feel like that's anything I ever see them working on in the gym. You know, somebody shooting 10 or 15 floaters in a row. But, yeah, they were able to close the gap with a little run. I want to say it was 23-22 or so,
yeah,
when they took that lead. And then after that, it was all Jackson, and they managed to go on like a 18-5 run,
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah,
4 run, yeah. How about for the Vikings?
Well, for the Vikings, we had Trey Pierce scored 11 in about the first 4 minutes and finished with 11. Jane Ramirez with 4. Lorenzo Rogers with a couple of made three-pointers and 2 for 3 from the line with 10. Jaden Ross has two, and we got the count at about four or five blocks for Jaden Ross. Jacob Worthy finished with four, and Berkeley Drummond with nine.
Yeah, at different times they had different guys making runs, and a great hot start for Pierce and then a little run for Rogers there, and a game of runs, and Jackson's definitely made more of them and bigger ones when they do. So I don't know how the Maples try to slow that down in the second half, because it feels like Jackson's always ready to run.
Yeah, if you're the Maples, you better take care of the ball, because Jackson, man, they got their hands on a lot, and that included Berkeley. We talk about Jaden Ross with his blocks. Berkeley Drummond might have had five steals. And yeah. Made a lot. Just always seemed to make the right basketball play. He was open. He shot it. Somebody else was cutting. He made nice passes. I was super impressed. Maybe even more impressed with him today than the other day that we saw him when he had 21 in the first half.
Yeah.
And so that's saying something.
Yeah. There was so much traffic, as I said over and over, in that volleyball court area of the court here. Just kind of transition knockaways. Both teams, by the way, Jackson probably a few more than Adrian, but both teams were able to kind of turn the tide and have to change directions real quick. I hope they were doing some of those drills in practice, change direction drills or whatever. But my only question, I guess, in the second half is if Jackson, and they didn't do it to any extent that I thought hamstrung them too bad, as long as they take good shots and when they're in the half court, the transition buckets will keep coming, and they just have to, if Francis is going to score big, but he's the only one, then I think Jackson can kind of walk this into the end. I don't think they'll walk anything. I mean, that's the way they play. Not because I don't even think it's a coaching style so much as just the way these athletes like to play in the open court.
Yeah, everything was quick.
Yeah.
Quick hands, quick feet, just quick shots, as to your point, though, too. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing maybe you don't want to be quick.
So, yeah, and when they do get, they can't get the transition bucket or something fast going to the basket, and they do settle for half-court shots, if they come a little bit better, a little bit more, and that's a little
right.
Criticism. Like, if I find anything that they did bad in the first half, coming out with scoring 40 points, it may be a couple of shots that went up too early in the possession or that were contested. But other than that, just a great half by Jackson. And, I think they're in a good position to win this one.
Well, and when you're Jackson, if the times they did wait, if you just wait for – there were some good hard cuts that always led to some easy buckets for Jackson. So just be patient. Let those develop. And, you can – I think they could walk away with this one if they do that in the half court.
Yeah. They're going to have their opportunity. We'll see what happens. Let's go ahead and take a 90-second commercial break, and we'll come back and play the second half on WKHM. Jackson leads it 40-27.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All All right, 8 minutes on the clock. Third quarter coming up. Program brought to you by Kelly Express Marks. Thank you to Jackson Public Schools, IST, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Maples ball to start the third quarter. Francis has it at the top. Takes a dribble, pull-up three, and that goes off front rim. And thought that was coming our way. Saved, though, but stolen away by the Vikings. Transition basketball here. Pierce cuts into the lane, has it knocked away. Recovered, though, by the Vikings. Skip pass and Drummond, open on the wing. Down to Ramirez on the block. And guarding him a little too close down there, and that'll be a foul against Adrian.
There's Ramirez using that strength, posting up down there. Get a little seal off there to draw that foul.
Inbound, Rodgers from the baseline to Drummond. Coming off the screen in the corner, goes baseline. Double team backs it out. Pierce for three, long. Up high for the rebound, Rodgers, and has it knocked away, trying to pass it out. Francis gets on the loose ball. Tie up, and it's a jump ball. I think that stays with the Vikings here, but...
And Rodgers came flying in for that offensive board.
I think he should have just tried to stuff it back in. Pierce off a inbound pull-up triple no good. Rebounded by the Maples. Francis in transition into the lane. Double step. Double clutch. Missed. Little jump stop there. Missed. Rebounded by the Vikings. And we'll get it into the open court for Ross. Down to the block. High post for Ramirez. Backs it out to Rodgers on the corner. Drummond coming across. Turnaround jumper from the baseline is no good. So Jackson coming out shooting cold here. So we're scoreless through the first minute.
Couple possessions with no cuts again, though, Steve.
Yep. Polly gets into the paint, backs it out. Perez, three-pointer, no good. And Ramirez taps to Drummond. On the run out, Rodgers stops, pull up three. And that's going to be a miss. Rebounded Maples. Polly runs it up the floor. Sets up now on the wing, left side. Into the free throw line area. Stuck. Left to back it out to Francis. Francis goes around the screen. Sets up on the wing. Drummond guarding. Francis crosses. Steps back. Now skips into the corner. Perez. Backs it out. Francis gets a step baseline. And a little help defense comes. And Perez takes a bump. Loses his footing. But we get the whistle on the play.
Got one with Trey Pierce. Almost like maybe a trip.
Yeah. Just your first foul for Jackson. Inbound from the baseline is Polly. Into Francis in the corner. Backs it out. Calls for a screen. Goes across the top. Screen and roll. Branch gets in. They saw it coming. Drummond knocked away. Up the floor quickly to Ross. Here's some fireworks. Maybe. No. He missed the layup. And rebound attempt by Ramirez is missed. But he scoops it backwards. And as he gets pulled down to the floor, makes it. And free throws coming for Jaden Ramirez and the Vikings. 42-27 now the lead, and under six to play in the third quarter.
First Jackson points of this second half.
First points anyone.
Yeah, that's true. That was just grown man strength right there to get that ball even up.
Made that free throw, and 43-27 the lead now for the Vikings. And on the outlet to Polly. Couldn't catch it, and it goes out of bounds on the sideline.
It's danger zone time for Adrian here.
Vikings setting up their half court. Screen from Ramirez for Drummond. Down to the wing for Pierce in the corner. Rodgers, Ramirez cuts down to the block. Jump hook. Over the defender and scores it. Ramirez with a couple buckets. Now it's his turn to make a run. It looks like 5.5 to play. Fast break out of the pressure and help can't catch up to it. And that's going to go out of bounds off the Maples.
That's where if you're Adrian and Coach Kelly, you might want to think about calling a timeout and setting up something. Whatever you feel is your best chance of getting a bucket. They need one desperately.
45-27 now. Vikings ball. Rodgers crosses over left side. Drummond. Jackson being very patient here in the half court against the zone. It looks like a zone right now for the Maples. Drummond skips into the corner. Pierce back out to Drummond. Now back to Pierce corner. He'll catch and fire. airballed. But Rogers there for the rebound. Missed. Ross tips. No good. Rogers rebound. Saves it off of Adrian Player. And it'll stay Viking ball. And if you're the Maples and you knew Jackson would come out and shoot this poorly in the third quarter, you'd think you'd have a chance to close it. But they just haven't been able to score on their own offense. We've got a timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. 4:58 to play. 45-27 Vikings on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Jackson with the inbound and a drive by Drummond, and it's going to get the reach in against the Maples. Third team foul now against Adrian in the quarter, 4:56 to play and a 45-27 Viking lead. Rogers will inbound from the baseline, deep into Drummond. Moves over to the middle of the floor, now behind the back to the left wing for Rogers. Skips it across, deep right wing, and they go to Ramirez on the baseline. Corner for Pierce. Skips across to Rogers, back to the top for Drummond. And now fires in the corner, drops it down to Ross on the block. Double team comes, backs out to Rogers, sets for three, long. Missed and chased into the corner, and Pierce will save it. Back cut Rogers. Drops it for Ramirez, and the quick shot for Jaden Ramirez. They got a shot and a miss like they wanted, the Maples, and they just couldn't clear the defensive board. 20-point lead now for the Vikings.
They're again in that zone, nobody boxing out, and you can't do that against this Jackson team. They have some high fires.
Holly into the corner, help, open for three, fires off the heel. Rebound up, and Drummond will clear it out of there. Gets it up the floor, Vikings on the offense now. Rogers in the paint. Forces one up, miss. Rebound tapped long, and Pierce grabs it. Rogers now on the wing, out to the top for Ross, and he takes a hop. He called for traveling, and he just made up his mind too late that he was going to take off on the drive. Turnover for the Vikings.
Steve, we're at the 3:51 mark of the third quarter, and right now in this half, this is Jaden Ramirez, 7, Maples, nothing.
Inbound goes to the Maples in the backcourt. Polly. Screen at the top. Gets a step into the paint and tries to give it up to help. He'll get to Francis, who pulls up contested but knocks down the first three we've seen from him tonight and gets on the board in a big way for the Maples. There's Ramirez. Gets lost in transition and layup drill for Jaden. Nobody found him. They were looking maybe to press or something, but Jackson, after the bucket, quick up the floor and gets the open layup for Ramirez. And he's got 9 in the quarter, 49-30 Vikings lead. Francis pumps, drives, floats. No good. Gets his own rebound and puts another shot up. Missed again. Rebounded this time by Pierce. Holds his footing up the floor. Ramirez for 3 in the corner. Is that 12 now in the third for Ramirez?
Ramirez. With a little heat check. I was about to say I wasn't wild with the shot, but I guess when it goes in.
2:48 left, 52-30. Vikings 22, the largest lead in the game now for Jackson. Adrian setting up the top. Polly crosses. Double team. Stuck. Gets a little look and able to get one up on the rim, and it falls from the free throw line area. 52-30. Now 5 points in the quarter for the Maples. 12 in the quarter for Jaden Ramirez. And the Vikings with the ball again, working that zone offense that they've... It's funny because, weirdly, there's a look at a three for Rogers. He leaves that short. Goes up on the backboard. He goes in. They're going to count it. 55-32. Rogers with the first point. Non-Ramirez points in the quarter for Jackson. Three goes up. Polly quickly. Monadero rebounds in the corner for Francis. Sidesteps the defender. Three-pointer up. No good. Ross rebounds. In transition, Drummond. cuts into the lane, loses it on the way up. Back the other way, Maples. It's Francis. Pierce gets past him and draws some contact. That'll be free throws for Francis, or rather should be. Yeah, weirdly, switching into the zone for the Maples has really encouraged Jackson to slow down their half-court offense, and it's worked in their favor, I think.
Yeah, and I tell you, if you're Jackson and you're up 23, just keep working it around.
8
you
o'clock
can't come
here,
back yeah. if you don't get the ball.
8 o'clock on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk. 55-32 lead for the Vikings, and at the free throw line is Francis. Kind of a unconventional release, too, for somebody who scores as much as he does.
Kind of thought that about his three-point shots, but yeah. You're right, even the free throw kind of comes off a little funky. But he can fill it up.
Yeah.
He's got 19 right now, just looking for 20 right here.
Almost like a two-handed shot.
He gets that guide hand really over.
Hit the pair. 139 left in this game, in this third quarter. Out to Drummond on the wing. He'll take a quick three off front rim, but rebounded by Ross, and there's a highlight play. Casually throwing in a highlight reverse layup for Ross on the offensive rebound.
What did we get here?
Is that going to be another like delay of game? Did he hit it after it went through the basket? Yep.
Okay.
So we get down to the 89-second mark. 57-34, Jackson coming out scoring 17 in this quarter. Ross will get a breather. That'll be a substitution into the game now for Jackson. DeMar Hobbs back on the floor. Inbound. Still kind of pressing in the backcourt. Polly's had to dribble up against pressure the whole game. Gets into the lane. Floats it short. Francis with another offensive rebound and putback. Caught it through the basket, and that was probably delay of game warning worthy.
Francis is active, too, for not being real. I mean, he doesn't look anything special strength-wise or anything, but he gets after it.
Jackson working the perimeter here. Ramirez cutting to the high post and working the baseline against the zone. Goes down low. They come double. He skips it out to Rogers. Too deep to shoot, but he catches there. 19 is the lead. 45 seconds left in the third, and Jackson right now content to pass it around the perimeter. Drummond now flashes high post. Rogers getting under a little pressure. Francis at least recognizing they can't let him just sit out there and run the clock out. Now they go to Ramirez and double team, and it's knocked away. It'll go out of bounds on the baseline, and the Vikings will keep it.
I know this kind of goes against Jackson's wanting to up-tempo style, but if they're going to send a zone, I'm just taking the last shot here. If I'm Jackson, you're up 21. Like that's going to be the case now. It appears so.
Left side. Oh, there's a dangerous pass. The Maples thought they had a chance at the steal. Nobody can squeeze it. It goes out of bounds front row, and Jackson will keep again. Down to 14 and a half seconds. 57-36. Vikings in front. Drummond out near midcourt. Pressured out there by Francis. Screened and knocked to the floor. Drummond gives up to Rogers. 3 seconds. Pulls one from the top. Side rim missed. And 57-36. Where we'll settle after three. Take a 60-second break. Play the fourth quarter. We come back on WKHM.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Boy, the month of February is flying by, Brian, and we're starting to track for some of these tournament games. I think Jackson's ready. 57-36 lead on the defense now. Polly hands off. It's Francis. Back to the right wing for Polly. He looks to penetrate. Pass the defense. Gets it knocked away by Rogers. Polly missed the gather, and Rogers just came through a little late. Got it knocked away. Called a block shot. Jackson moved to the perimeter. Now Ramirez to Pierce. Swings it right side. Worthy. Again, Jackson having been very patient in this half court. They did switch back to man-to-man. Rogers off the dribble. Lost it momentarily, chased it through the lane, and we'll get a reach in against the Maples.
And that's going to be three on Jackson Francis. But I do like this patience. Now, with Adrian going back, man, you know, you keep running, you can keep being patient, but keep cutting hard, and you get an open layup, take it.
There's a casual inbound in Polly on the breakout. Worthy chases, doesn't attempt the block. And so there's a bucket in transition for the Maples. 38-57, close it inside of 20 points. Skip pass down to Ross on the baseline, out to Worthy, now to the top. Pierce all alone, he'll look to drive, gets into the air. Reverse layup is good. There's one, not necessarily a cut, but a drive. They were a little worried about the perimeter, and he drove right past him. Maples able to fire one out and got out ahead of everybody for a layup was Ryder Borton on the secondary break. Pierce. To Rogers, down to Worthy, cutting back door. Great ball movement by the Jackson Vikings. Didn't hit the ground once, and they got a layup out of it. So right now it's just going back and forth. Francis working it through the lane, and we'll draw a whistle down there. Free throws. No, they're going to call it on the ground.
Get Lorenzo Rogers with the little reach in.
We have anyone in foul trouble for the Vikings?
No, Trey Pierce with two, Hobbs with two, that's it. Not many fouls on either side.
No, Maples working perimeter. Francis going through the lane, loses footing, and turns it over. Ramirez dives, still loose. Finally, Rogers squeezes into the corner. Pierce back to the top for Ross. Jackson will settle into the half court. Ross will drive. Gets off the floor, off the window. And too strong, rebounded by the Maples. Step back, triple Polly, left short. Pierce rebounds the air ball. And the Vikings get another stop. 21-point lead, 61-40. Under six to play in this one.
So right. The Maples have to be tired. They haven't come out much.
Yeah, Ramirez goes to put it on the deck. It's knocked away, and Francis is going to get out in the open court. And Ross chases down. Francis kind of leans in. He exaggerates, I think, is maybe a good way to say it. So he'll make the layup and go to the free throw line.
Yeah, I will say this for Francis. He was smart. He knows if he goes up with that, Ross is going to send it if he just goes with the normal pace. So he slowed down, kind of looked for contact. And the two-handed free throw shot.
Gets it to go, 61-43. 5:37 to play, fourth quarter. That makes me wonder. They go down to Ramirez on the block. He looks for a back cutting Worthy. It's knocked away. It'll stay Jackson ball. Maples stayed in that zone the entire third quarter when they saw the lead slip away. They've already kind of closed it a little bit just playing man-to-man. I don't know if he had to go to zone to keep his players a little fresher or something, but it seems like a snafu at this point.
Maybe just wanted to slow things down a little bit, I guess, but down by 20. It's hard to do.
Drummond back out to Ramirez, open for three. Fires and hits. Jaden Ramirez with a huge second half for the Vikings. 64-43, back out to 21.
Yeah, Ramirez with 15 in the second half, 19 for the game.
Worthy goes down after some contact on a screen and fired up Morton. That seemed like he wasn't even sure if he wanted to shoot that or not, but he nailed it. 64-46.
They're trying to hang around, although 18 seems like a lot against this Jackson D.
Drummond dribbling around, loses footing, saves it into Pierce. Now down to Worthy in the high post. He'll back it out to Pierce. Spins away from pressure. Hands it off to Ramirez outside the arc. And he leans in and kind of forces a blocking foul on Branch. 4:39 to go here, 64-46. Vikings in control here.
For a while, I thought the Vikings were going to keep it under that magic Steve Boyle 50 mark. Playing good enough D. Maples kind of got hot there.
And now he has some extracurriculars away from the ball, and Ramirez pushing Perez down to the floor and gets a technical foul.
And up to this point, I thought Ramirez had done a great job kind of keeping his cool, even on a couple plays that maybe he couldn't have, but.
So we'll see what it ends up being. I'd be shocked if in the aftermath that there wasn't a technical against Perez for something he might have said flippantly. 4:39 left on the clock here. And 64-46 our score. Ramirez will get teed up and probably go to the bench, and it's you don't like having that happen when he's been having such a great second half, but
yeah, one thing though, talking with Phil Thompson, I feel like his demeanor is great for a team like, you know, for there's feistiness always.
Yeah.
Just the style of play, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
No.
But Coach Thompson has a calming demeanor.
Yeah, the kind of like, I take it seriously, but it's not that serious. You know, let's go have fun and play basketball, play good basketball. So the officials are kind of talking things over here. Again, we did have a technical foul signal made, so there's at least a technical foul against Jaden Ramirez for the blatant shove.
And that's one of those, they always talk about the second guy gets caught. You know, there was obviously words between the two.
Still haven't really had an official word if there's going to be any additional penalties. Now we got the official explaining to Coach Jordan Kelly from Adrian. And I'll tell you what, I don't feel shocked at all, because we said it was a little chippy out at Adrian for the football game. We weren't there for that first hoops contest, but no love lost in a little bit of a competitive group.
And again, the way this Jackson High team just plays, they play tough, and they're in your grill, and I'm sure that frustrates some people. And like I said, we don't know what was said to Ramirez.
So we'll see what happens here.
Taking their time sorting this out.
I know, it was looking like this was going to be one of the more efficient games that we've called.
Yeah.
As far as staying in action, and then we get this delay. It's interesting, too, in moments like these, Brian, just to see how the officials kind of calm things down and keep these games kind of under control. You might see them feel like they have to call more whistles.
Yeah, yeah. Tell you what, the officials just had some words with Jackson Francis, kind of scolding him, telling him he didn't want to hear it.
So whatever the announcement of the official situation drew some applause from some people in the building, but Landon Branch, who received the shove, will come to the bench. And since no one's shooting free throws, are we gonna have, do we have offsetting technical fouls?
I still thought they shot those, though.
Yeah.
That's
Jackson will take the inbound. Drummond off the catch. Fires from the baseline. Just a step inside the three-point line and hits. 66-46, 20-point game. 4.5 to go. And there's Francis getting into the lane. Gets bumped. Gets the shot up. Missed it, but free throw's coming again for Jackson Francis.
They're going to get DeMar Hobbs, I think. That's his third in limited playing time. Hobbs keeps being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
And Francis hits another free throw.
5 for 5 right now. Perfect.
Got them both. That's it. Again, Francis, and it's not to be derogatory, just a guy that you wouldn't, if you just saw him, you know, they walked in the gym, yeah. You wouldn't pick him out of the line of guys from Adrian and say, that's the guy, that's the scorer.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's, you can see how he can average a high point total. He's aggressive, and he gets a lot of more offensive rebounds than you'd expect. He just has a good sense for the ball, and a drive by the Vikings will draw a blocking foul and free throws. But, yeah, he's got a good touch, and he's a competitor.
Sure is. You mentioned the officials that frequently want to start blowing the whistle when things get a little chippy. Already we've seen two drives, two whistles.
Rogers hits free throw, 67-47. Francis made both of those, didn't he?
Was he did.
66-46, and you only get 1 point. Let's see if anyone from the Maples notices. 4:11 left. '68-47. They got both the Rogers free throws.
Well, that's the important ones if it's at home.
Francis fires a three, miss, but we got a whistle on that shot, and so it looks like he'll get three free throws here.
Yeah, that was one, too, where Francis kind of did the old Reggie Miller leg kick out, I think, and got Drummond. It's his second foul.
And hits. Stays good from the free throw line.
Now 7 for 7.
There's one that went short.
Well, if he was going to miss one, short would have been my bet. He's got to have some tired legs out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not only has he been out there the whole game, he's just all over the place.
He's been up and down off the floor for about 20 times. And gets that last one to go. 68-50 on the scoreboard. I think we have one more than the scoreboard has, but... Vikings moving the ball into the corner. Rogers down to Pierce, back cut. Ross in for the two-handed stop. Great cut. Great elevation for Ross, and the Vikings put an exclamation point here with 3.5 to go, 70-50. There's Francis driving. We'll get a... It's going to be Hobbs, probably.
Yeah, it is. That's number four. I think Hobbs has played maybe 3.5 minutes and has 4 fouls. He's kind of hearing from one of his teammates, too. Harris is letting him know.
And another free throw for Francis. Perez goes to the bench for Adrian, and that'll get Monadero back into the game.
This rate, this last 3:30 is going to take a while.
Yeah, just basically a foul each way down the floor, or a thunderous two-handed jam. Back cut, and Hobbs got away with the travel, maybe in the paint, pump fakes, and scores. He's got, what, 4 fouls and 2 points?
Hobbs. Yep.
72-52, 20-point lead again. Polly transition, stops at the top, guarded there by Ross, gives it up. Francis pumps for three and got that one to fall. That was a... The rare pump fake, but holds up, on, like, went up onto 1 foot, managed to keep that. Got the three-pointer to go, 55-72. There's Ross down the wing. Francis coming over late with a knock away. They'll call it off of Adrian. I still think Adrian might have one more point. I didn't see if they corrected or not.
I don't think they did, but.
Inbound to Pierce, right side to Worthy. 247. Ultimately, I don't think it's going to have anything to say about the final score, but except for the actual number. But I think Jackson's got this one well in hand. 2.5 to go. Francis stops, pulls up three, short. Rebounded Ross.
Deep three there.
You think he's got a green light here down by 17?
I think he has a green light when they get off the bus.
Hobbs spinning on the baseline, call for travel this time. Thought he maybe traveled last time, but I thought that one was so far looked okay. Off balance, certainly, but.
The officials kept a half a step from the last one.
You ever notice sometimes that the only difference between a travel call and a good spin move is whether or not the guy looks like he's meant to do that? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Falling down a little bit, they're going to call you the travel. But if you look like it was on purpose, you're good. And if you can make it look like somebody bumped you, then free throws. Too close there for Adrian. They'll turn it back over to the Vikings, and it's Worthy. Left hand finish no good. Back on the floor now, Ramirez, after a penalty for the technical foul. Put back no good. There's Francis in the open floor, and that's going to be an offensive foul.
Yeah, that's a good call right there. He definitely off-armed him.
Yep.
It's going to be four. That's one that earlier we talked about, that call that they don't call very often, and he definitely.
That one was almost too blatant.
Yeah, I think he's going to maybe just be done for the night, too. Coach Kelly seeing the score is 17-point lead for Jackson with a minute 56.
Jackson inbound against full court press by Maples. And it'll be Harris. Gets it, Ramirez on the baseline, spins, elevates, and shoots it off the side of the backboard, but a foul call. Boy, we did get the whistles ramped up after the technical fouls there. Minute 46 to go, 72-55.
We sure did, because for most of this game, there wasn't many calls at all. Ramirez is going to get to go add to this nice second half total.
Rolls one in. The so-called shooter's roll there as it hit the rim and rolled the right direction.
Be Ramirez's 20th point on the game. 16 coming in the second half. Make it 17.
74-55 now. Minute 40. Left. Maples working it up the floor against some backcourt pressure. And throw it off the player's foot. That was Malachi Gay into the game for the Maples.
Ramirez coming out right away. Maybe they just wanted to get to 20.
Oh.
Let's just hope for no fouls.
Yeah. They get another Viking out of the floor. Braden Triplett, senior, into the game. And there's a drive by Monadero on the layup. Jackson throws it in. 74-57, 83 seconds. Harris now skipped in the corner from Ross to Triplett. Dribbles out. Harris in the corner. Pump fakes, won't take the three. Now starts backing in. Tries to scoop it. Monadero got a hand on it. Goes across into the corner for Worthy. Sets his feet. Missed. Rebound, help, running the floor for the Maples. Hesitation dribble. Pierce nearly knocks it away. Monadero gets down low, elevates, and Triplett tried to take it. Wasn't going to give him any contact. Offensive rebound, and Gay will score that one. 43 seconds left. 74-59. And timeout. Full timeout, 36.7 left. May get a substitution round here maybe for Coach, the Vikings Coach Thompson. We'll keep it here, 36.7 to play, 74-59. Thank you, Form Energy Drinks, Aeroquip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, love the Bailey folks, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Farm Bureau Insurance, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance. Again, coming up this week, a couple more games. We'll be next in action Thursday. Lumen Christi hosting Northwest. I'm kind of excited for that matchup. First chance to see the Titans this year, and Northwest is always interesting. Did we do a Titans game like real early, actually?
This is going to be our first look, unless we did it when I was gone.
No, you know what I'm thinking of? We did the girls' game.
Yeah, the ladies.
Yeah.
That's a squad to be reckoned with. They might want to start thinking about some hotel reservations.
Jackson gets it inbounds after the timeout. Triplet at the top. Worthy all alone on the block. Harris will fire a three. That goes off. Tapped a couple times and squeezed by the Maples. Out to help running the floor. 24 seconds. 74-59. Skips it across. Malachi Gay out on the floor. Crosses into the lane. Into the air. Elevates. Shoots. Got it.
All right. Malachi with a couple runners late in the game.
8 seconds. 74-61. Triplet. They're urging him to shoot. Off the dribble. Pull-up jumper. No good. And that'll do it. 74-61. Our final here. Vikings get the win. Let's take a two-minute break here on the postgame, and we'll get the numbers from this one. Again, 74-61. Jackson takes home the victory here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter. With Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators. And stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle and Professor Brian Haynes in the post game here, and Jackson gets the win, 74-61, the final. And, you know, for a second I was about to say they led the whole game, but there was that brief 23-22. I think they trailed. And that kind of, after that, they just kind of ran them out of the gym. Little run there scoring-wise to end the first half. And then in the third quarter came out really just even maybe more on fire. And it was the defense that really triggered it all. Maples did manage to get over 60 points in this one. And I had said, you know, that 50-point number seemed to be vital for Jackson. But maybe not against the Maples. Of course, they beat them the first time they played at their gym, 64-60. So they surrendered more points at 61 this game, but they scored 10 more themselves. And again, if they had had to play all out for the last 3-4 minutes, Jackson might have gotten upwards of 80 points the way they were scoring against that Maples defense. And I still think going for that whole third quarter where they stayed in that zone and Jackson just continued to extend the lead, I think that maybe was a mistake. But Jackson able to get the W and good win in conference. How about the should we just get the numbers, Brian?
Sure, I'll tell you. Calvin Polly was 7. Malachi Gay came off the bench at the end of the game there and made 4. Lamont McKinney with 5. Ryder Borton had 5. Diego Monadero with 6. And then Jackson Francis, we were excited to see him. Knew he was averaging about 27 a game. Well, he was all that and then some. He had 34.
Yeah, it was easy to see. I guess maybe two reasons. Number one, he's a pretty good scorer, good shooter. Gets to the foul line quite a bit and does some work on the offensive glass. That'll help you score as well. The other noticeable thing is there wasn't really anyone else who felt like they were ever going to light up the scoreboard, so it kind of falls on Jackson Francis to do the scoring because he might be the only guy capable of putting up those big numbers. Not that there isn't anybody to help, you know, there's right. Zero help, but maybe Jackson just did a great defensive job tonight, and I think they did, but Jackson Francis, they need him to score big numbers.
Yeah, that's one of those teams where I guess as a coach, opposing coach, you got to figure out, are we going to let him go ahead and go off? And I think that's maybe what Coach Johnson had in mind is, you know, he'll get his, but we'll limit everybody else. And whatever it was, it seemed to work.
Yeah. Yeah, so Jackson had a good game plan, executed well. They had moments where, like, at the beginning of the game, Pierce comes out and has a run. Then late in the second half, it's Rogers with a run. Second half, it's Ramirez with a run. Drummond and Ross were pretty solid the whole way, particularly on the defensive end. And I feel like I want to give the defensive award, the player of the game award, to defense for Ross for 6 blocks at least. I'm going to get him somewhere near 8 rebounds-ish.
Yeah.
And
couple steals,
the best 2 points of the game,
points.
That two-handed jam.
Yeah, when you want the player of the game, that's what you need to do to kind of tilt the captains. You know, if you're swaying, it's going to tilt them your way.
Yeah, I'm not going to act like that's not still one of the most exciting play in basketball, the slam dunk. And when you can do it with two hands, you didn't have to, it wasn't some fast break. He got it, caught it,
yeah.
Take that drop step, and kaboom!
He is springy.
But, no, it was the block shots, and I think that's good to be emblematic of where Jackson really won this game, and it was the relentless defensive pressure, all the baskets that they were able to get in transition. They're better in transition. Their half court was good, you know, against that zone, and I think, like I said, that was a mistake. It really slowed them down. They were played within themselves. They took better shots, and so for that whole third quarter, that was their best quarter of the game, I thought, even though basically Jaden Ramirez did all the scoring. And that really separated the two teams, and the Vikings were able to take control, and they just held on. So I'm going to go with Ross for player of the game. It's kind of a I really think Ramirez had a great game too, but he got that technical foul and that.
Got penalized.
Yep. It hurt him in the voting. The one vote.
You probably voted against Belichick for not getting in the hall too, didn't you?
Yeah. No, I thought that was weird. But for the Vikings now, 11-5 on the year. They're 5-2 in the conference. Their next game is on the road Friday night at Pinckney, who's 7-9 on the year, but 0-8 in conference play up to this point for the Pirates. Maples are on the they have a home game against Tecumseh, who's 8-8 and 3-5 in the league. That's also on Friday.
Steve, we told you Ramirez got 20. How would you like to hear what the rest of them did?
Let's go ahead.
I didn't know if we were taking a break. Well, Trey Pierce came out in the first quarter and put in 11, and he ended up with 13. Ramirez, as we said, had 20. Lorenzo Rogers with 15. Nice game, too. 3 threes for Lorenzo. Jaden Ross with all the blocks and rebounds and go along with 6 points. Jacob Worthy had 6. Berkeley Drummond, just all-around good game for Berkeley. Good playmaking, good rebounding with 11. And then DeMar Hobbs, the man that was just in the wrong place at the wrong time, about 3 minutes, had four fouls, but he did get a deuce.
There you go.
So he's in the book in a positive way.
All right. Fun game. Is Jackson looks good. They got a tough schedule still to go, and they can manage to continue to play like this. They're going to be a tough out. No one's going to look forward to playing them in the tournament. And well coached, and I think Coach Thompson doing a good job picking up where Coach Barnes left off with this roster, and getting some buy-in from these players.
I haven't seen coaching like that since Chris Johnson.
Johnston.
Johnston. Did I say Johnson?
Yeah. I didn't enunciate
the T.
Right. We're next in action, as I said, Thursday night, Northwest at Lumen Christi. I'm excited for that matchup. And then Friday night, we get girls basketball. Great matchup there as Western hosts Portland, not the Trailblazers.
And then we will be Saturday at
Jackson
JC.
College.
Yeah.
The Jets and who is it Saturday? Not sure either. They got a road game tomorrow, so he's prepping for that. But, it'll be fun to be out of Jackson College again on a Saturday for some basketball. Come down and see the game for yourself in person or tune it in on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. So for Luke Moorhead back in the studio, Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you Thursday night.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.